Welcome to today's brief intelligence session. In this small intelligence bite, we are discussing transhumanism, a leading philosophical idea in our postmodern era, which seeks to enhance human capabilities through technology. It envisions a future where humanity evolves beyond its current limitations, often accelerating this process through technological means. While some aspects of transhumanist thought advocate for scientific advancement to reduce hunger and improve health, it also veers into dangerous territory. Now, the biblical perspective on transhumanism. Creation is said to be in God's image, and more specifically, man is made in God's image, not creation as a whole. Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible declares that humans were created in God's image. Transhumanism departs from this by seeking to make ourselves gods after our own image. It undermines the fundamental truth that our identity is rooted in being God's creation. Number 2, posthumanism connection. Transhumanism is closely tied to posthumanism, which posits that humanity will evolve into a new separate species. This contradicts the biblical view of common human ancestry and shared vulnerability. Then there's the flawed Übermensch concept. Transhumanism aims for the Nietzschean Übermensch, the highest evolved being. However, this idea is flawed at its core. True progress doesn't lie in self-deification, but in embracing our dependence on God. And lastly, the dangerous disconnection from reality. Or the dangerous disconnect from reality. Our current reliance on technology is already concerning. Excessive phone use, addictive video games, and virtual realities demonstrate how we are too connected to our devices. Transhumanist ideas is fully realized, which could lead people dangerously away from reality. And we already know that people are struggling to comprehend reality anyway. The majority of the world, and that is 99.5%, is living in a socially engineered matrix. We'll discuss this in further shows in the very near future. Today is just a small bite. In summary, transhumanism diverges from the biblical worldview and poses risks to our society. While advancements are essential, we must recognize our limitations and embrace our vulnerability as part of being human. But that's not what the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the teachers and the preachers of Satan are going to do. They're not going to adhere to the instructions of the Most High. They're going to genetically alter everything that they can get their hands on. They're going to manipulate and destroy and augment the atmosphere, the ecosystem, food. We've already tainted, corrupted, toxified, poisoned the air and the water. But we're going to try to reverse the damage that we did. And when I say we, I don't mean me. But those who are in the industries, those who are a part of the corporations, which have more power than governments, by the way, who are engaging in the activities that qualify and make them out to be, as the scripture has posited, destroyers of the earth. Destroyers of the earth. Our waters are full of pharmaceutical drugs, and water is life. Water affects everything. Water is integral to life on earth. And those who serve as the powers on the earth have allowed themselves to be deluded by deceptive spirits, which have led them to destroy their own natural habitat and mess it up for all the rest of us as well. But the thing is, this very blunder, this very folly has been specifically prophesied about thousands of years before its occurrence. Certainly, Yahweh has never been wrong. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem.